The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her blackheads is. High fives and fist bumps. Let me tell you something. Tonight, I'm so tired of all these people on the show thinking that they're music connoisseurs. So tonight, we are playing Name That Damn Tune. That's right. You're going to have to. I'm going to play just a smidgen of a song, and you're going to have to name the damn song. Now, like I said, our guys think they know every damn thing, but their asses don't. But we're going to find out tonight how good they are. Plus, you know how we do it, folks. We're 30 minutes away from a weather update, and you're only seconds away from a news update, courtesy of NPR News and the three-minute commentary. Mr. Elias is not here. He is out frolicking with his girl. They had some kind of damn concert. I don't know what the hell they doing. But he's having fun checking out Will Downing and getting him a little tail on the side. So you know how that rolls. But listen, folks, the beat and the groove goes on. Chat room will be open in a matter of minutes. Give me a second. Folks, it is time to get this party started. Are you ready? Do you think you know your music? If you know your music, say, ow. T.O., let's get this party started right, my friend.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Ahmed Abu Qatala, the Libyan suspected of playing a key role in the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, appeared before a federal court in Washington, D.C. a short time ago and pleaded not guilty to conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. The Justice Department says more charges will be added in the coming days. Iraqi government forces are battling to regain key territory seized by Sunni ISIS insurgents. The military is carrying out airstrikes in the northern city of Mosul and shelling to Crete. The counteroffensive comes as Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a trip that included stops in Iraq, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. NPR's Jackie Northam, who traveled with Kerry, says he's trying to build support for a political solution.
One of the things Secretary Kerry is trying to do is to convince countries such as Saudi Arabia and Jordan to tap into tribal networks in Iraq, which they fund and support, to push the idea of an inclusive government, to put forward candidates, and to help fight against ISIS. The other thing Kerry apparently talked to the Arab leaders about was the possibility of U.S. airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq, and the U.S. needs buy-in from the Sunni Arab nations if it's going to use airstrikes on Sunni fighters. There's no clear word when or even if the U.S. could begin airstrikes, but President Obama is definitely leaving this open as an option.
NPR's Jackie Northam. The streaming TV service Aereo is no longer offering programs on the Internet. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports the tech startup says it's temporarily shutting down after the Supreme Court ruled this week that its business model is illegal.
Aereo uses dime-sized antennas to live stream broadcast TV online. It also allows users to record content using a remote DVR. But starting this weekend, Aereo customers will no longer be able to access their cloud-based antenna and DVR. A letter from the company's CEO on its website says all users will receive a refund for their last paid month. The service costs about $8 to $12 a month. TV broadcasters have complained that Aereo violates copyright law by streaming programs over the internet without paying licensing fees. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court agreed, ruling against Aereo and returning its case to a lower court for review. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
Hundreds of firefighters in eastern Arizona continue to battle the San Juan fire. Public Information Officer Bill Morse is cautious about their progress.
Folks usually really like to measure success by containment numbers, but we don't call things contained until we have a really solid fire line in and are 100% assured that that's not going to push over the lines and get away. So at this point, in a fire as active as the San Juan fire, we're reporting zero containment at this time.
The blaze now covers nearly 8 square miles. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, earlier today I was thinking about something. I was thinking about, what if you wrote your autobiography, right? What would be the name of the book? What would the title of the book be? I know it has to be something snazzy because you want to attract people's attention so they can pick up the book. So think about the title and think about the cover. What would you call it? Also, what would be the title of the first chapter? Those are things that crosses my mind every now and then. Because, you know, listen, people have said to me that you should write a book. I'm like, for what? No one's interested in me or what I do. And the person said, you'd be surprised at how many people would be fascinated with some of the things that you've done during your life. Listen, everybody's life is a story. It's a book waiting to be written. So I thought about that and I said, okay, let me think about what type of title I would have for my book. What would be the name of the first chapter? What would the cover look like? And, you know, you have to start thinking out in the future a little bit. If I had to pick someone who played me in the television version of the movie, or the movie version of the book, I should say, who would be that person? Think about that for a second. Because we've all done things in our lives that folks would be interested in hearing. You know, one of the reasons why I think people listen to this show, because they are truly interested in what we do on a day-to-day basis. We entertain people. A lot of people feel that they know us because they've been listening to us for years. But once again, your life, is it so exciting where you, if you wrote a book, I should say, would a person buy the book? I think about some of the things that I've done in my life, and man, I'm here to tell you that if I wrote a book, I guarantee you that it would be on the New York's top 10 book list or whatever that list is called, because I'm telling you, I've lived a very interesting life. You guys have heard about some of the things that I've done during my lifetime on this show. So, what would be the title of my book? Well, the title of my book would be, I Just Decided to Write a Book. I think that's pretty catchy. What would be on the front cover of my book? It'd be me sitting down with a pencil in my hand and a piece of paper on the table. What would be the name of the first chapter of my book? The first chapter would be called Getting Started. Okay, so the next time we meet, maybe on Wednesday, tell me. Give me the title of your book. You can send me an email to jryleshow@live.com. That's the J. Ryle Show at live.com, I should say. And I'd love to know the name of your book, the picture that will be on the cover of your book, and the name of the first chapter of your book. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna let myself get
Chris, how you be?
I'm great, Jay. How are you?
Hey, man, listen, I'm excited because, you know, you think you are a music connoisseur. So tonight we're going to find out about how good you are when it comes to music, Ernest.
Let me tell you something. I absolutely, and I, you know, I wish you did this more. I need to prompt you on it, but I love when we play Name That Tune or those
We've never played
play
Name That Tune.
Decade of Music. Yes, we
well,
have.
We played Decade of Music. You're right. Yeah. We've done that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're
well,
right.
No, we played You're Decade of Music. But we played Name That Tune because I remember, I don't remember how long it was, but I remember sitting in the other room here in the house doing it, and I was uploading music as we were doing the show. And we're, but I got a few of my own. When I saw your title card, I was like, oh, my God, I got to pull some songs. So I pulled about eight songs. So we'll see how good you are, too, big man.
Oh,
we'll see how good you are.
I can't wait. I can't wait, Ernest.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Yes. Your commentary, what were you – I caught the very tail end of it. What were you talking about with books or whatever?
I was saying that if you had to write an autobiography or if you had to write a book about yourself, what would be the name of the book? What would be the cover on the page of the book, you know, the cover of the book, and
sure.
the name of the first chapter in the book?
I can answer that for you right now since
yeah,
I'm here on Wednesday.
Do.
I actually wrote a book about my life. I always threatened that I was going to, and when I turned 40, I thought, oh, that's a pretty good age, and I wrote about the first 30 years of my life. Because, you know, a lot,
okay.
we've all had our own stories, and I've had some rather interesting things happen. So I called it, I had another title at first, but I ended up calling it Greatest Hits. And the title of it, Greatest Hits, because that's the irony of it is that, you know, we've made so many huge blunders in our lives that, you know, the irony is you call them your greatest hits, you know. And I decided to name each chapter after a song title because, you know, music is such a huge part of my life. I'm like, why not name it after chapters? So, but the cover would be as if somebody had spread out a bunch of CDs on the floor or something, and in the cover of each CD would be an old picture of me or someone in my family, you know. You know, as a take on that, and because I can see it in my head, and it'd almost be like an old K-Tel album cover. And the first chapter is called, well, really, the initial one is called Overture, Curtain Up, but the first real chapter is Welcome to Wherever You Are, which I think is an old Frankie Goes to Hollywood song. But they're all named after, they're all song titles. So, yeah.
Wow. Now, see, that's interesting. That is interesting. That's
Mine
a good
would be
concept,
called
actually.
Greatest Hits, yeah. I
That's
really,
actually
and I
a good concept.
Me, I had another whole concept and chapter title, and I thought, no, and I had a picture in my head for the cover, and I was like, no, that's not going to work. I need to change this up. And the music thing just seemed so perfect. And I really had to kind of dig for the right song title for these chapters, but, you know, I In the Navy was one of them from The Village People, of course, and Let's Get Physical from Olivia Newton-John, and Don't Cry Suicide from Queen, International Lover from Prince, you know, so a lot of good stuff in there. One of these days I'm going to self-publish it, and I'm just going to put it out there and throw caution to the wind, because there's some pretty interesting things in there, I have to say.
I bet you it is. So let me ask you this. So the title of the first chapter.
Yeah.
Of your book.
I think I told you that, didn't I?
No, I'm sorry. If you did, I missed it. What was it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the foreword in the book is actually called Overture, Curtain Up, but the first real chapter is called Welcome to Wherever You Are. And
okay.
that's an old song from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You know, they did that song, Relax, Don't Do It When You Want to Get to It. They had a song called Welcome to Wherever You Are, and that's the first title. So, first chapter.
Oh. That's pretty good. See, now, so I was thinking about that today, Ernest. I said, okay, if I had to write a book, you know, what would I call it? And so, you know, it was just something that was just you know, curiosity killed the cat. And I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it. You know?
Let me tell you the original title of my book. It was originally called Vagabond Manifesto. Because I've traveled so many places in my... No, think about it. I've traveled so many places in my life. I've lived on the East Coast. I've lived... You know, being in the military, you travel. And I've lived in a lot of places outside the military. So vagabond is someone who just kind of floats to wherever. Manifesto is just a word for your credo, the things that you believe or whatever. So it sounded cool. And I had a cool picture for it. I'm like, I don't know, it seems a little too heady and too like, ooh, look at my book. So I decided to lighten it up, and that's when I went with Greatest Hits.
Oh, okay, well, that's good, man. Well, listen, I'm going to ask everyone that same question. Let's get to it.
Hi there.
Oh,
this
hell.
Is for sex.
You send me swing.
Oh, you send me swing.
Send me swing.
Uh-huh.
At the left, there was a man and there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down.
I need to go there.
I was having drink after drink after drink.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
She didn't leave.
See, she didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How's everybody doing? Hey, Ernest.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey,
baby. How you doing?
I'm
How
good.
You
doing?
Terry are buddies.
I'm doing good,
man. Me and Miss Terry are just buddies.
I noticed, man. You guys are just, you know, bosom buddies, man. You guys just hang out together all the time, and, you know, you talk to each other on Glide or Astro Glide or whatever the name of that damn website is.
It's Glide.
So y'all
yeah,
do.
You got it, Glide, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We talk
you guys
and we have great discussion. You know, for 5 minutes at a time, you can only record up to 5 minutes, but still, it kind of makes you hone down what you want to say. And Miss Terry and I have some great conversations on there sometimes. We talk on
so
the phone, too, though, at times.
Okay, that was my next question. Why can't you just talk on the damn phone? Why do you have to go through a Glidey or a Ridey or whatever the hell you do to talk to somebody?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
For me, and I think probably for her, you know, her daughter's out of school right now and she's busy doing things. So it's kind of a convenience thing. You're able to say what you want to say and respond to somebody. It's kind of like texting, but you don't have to sit there and continue on if you don't necessarily have the time for it. You know, you can catch up with it later on and offer your response or even just think on something for a little bit and then send a response, unlike a conversation where you're thinking off the cuff, you know. It depends.
Okay, so this is like the verbal edition of texting.
Yeah,
basically.
And it's great because we can show each other our houses and her daughter. It just cracks me. I love Imani so much. She's so funny. So she'll send me funny things that her daughter does, and, you know, we get a kick out of that. So
yeah,
I saw some trashy white people at the diner today, and I was sending her a video of that. So.
Oh, you guys are just bosom buddies, man. I noticed, man. She was with you on Wednesday instead of hanging out with us on Wednesday.
One time in five years.
That's okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
Ernest is years.
Ernest is family. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, baby.
And we
what's
had
wrong
a purple rain. You know, we should have joined forces and did it together because we had a purple rain celebration show on Wednesday.
We ain't doing
so.
No purple rain, nothing. You know how I feel about Prince. Hell no.
Whatever. But anyway, I thank God for Miss Terry showing up. I'm a little disappointed in how it turned out, but I'm glad she was there. So.
All righty then. 347-850-1272. Like I said, Mr. L.E.S. is not here. He is at a concert
Where
with
is
his
he?
Boo. He's at a concert with his boo.
Really? Who's he going to see?
Will Downey. Send the fella day to day.
Oh, I like Will Downey. I know who that is. I like Will Downey.
We
play
him and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hanging out, doing that type of thing.
Somebody
we have one more person
on.
That we definitely have to bring in here.
I want to shoot. Baby.
Now I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot and you get bothered, and every now and again you get hot and bothered.
Wow.
But what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miss Aqua Booker.
I boycott for 2 days. Hello, rich sister.
How's everybody doing?
You're doing fine, baby.
How you doing, JackieAP.com?
I'm doing well.
All righty.
Good to hear that.
good to hear your voice, Rich Sister, as always. I
what
have
happened to,
you
to
know,
the
I
other
find
one?
Myself straightening up in my chair when I hear you say hello. So I am sitting in my chair with my back very straight right now. Thank you, Rich Sister, for being here. And thank everyone for listening to the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. But if you listen to this show, you know what time it is.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of run our lips and talk about things that are on our mind. And, you know, Ernest, you want 10 Good Minutes, or at least two of the 10 Good Minutes. Mr. Man, the floor is all yours.
Wow. And by the way, you better set up straight, because you know Rich Sister gets Jesused up before she comes here. So you better
nothing
get
wrong with that. There's nothing
straight.
Wrong with that. Hallelujah.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, now that you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've given this a lot of thought, and I've talked to Miss Terry about it, and I talked about it on my show Thursday briefly. And so I won't go into it at length here unless somebody wants to know, but I've really thought about it lately, and this is going to be the last show on ERN for about a month or so.
Oh, so you're going to take some time off.
I need to get away from it. There's a moment that I'm at now where I don't look forward to doing radio as much anymore. I'm almost happier when we end up doing a rewind because I have the night off from it. Some of it has to do with the fighting and the bickering. It's too much. It's ridiculous. That's not all of it, though. It's kind of put a final straw on it, but I think I'm just tired of it right now, and I just want to enjoy the summer. I don't want to have to rush back home by 5:30 to get on air by 6 on Saturday. And so I think, this is going to be the last show on ERN for about a month, and if it works out right, I'll probably, the first Saturday in August is August 2nd. So if it works right and I feel like I want to come back, which I probably will, I think that might be the day I'll come back. So I'll just take off the whole month of July. So this is going to be it for a good 4 weeks.
All right, man. It's been good to have you here. Thank you. Bye. All right. So let's continue on with 10 Good Minutes.
Can't have a moment at all.
What, man? Why? Hey, listen, guy. You have to do what you have to do. Let me tell you something about me. There's nothing that makes me more happier is when I have to come to this show and talk to the peeps. I mean, the emails that we get, the messages that I receive, it makes me feel good inside to know that we are bringing laughter to someone somewhere. And so, you know, every now and then you need to take time off, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you can do like a two-day, protest like Rich Sister, you know, and come back in two shows. That's okay. I mean, you can do that.
No, mine's going to be a little longer than that.
Mine's just not going to let that go.
No, I quit. I'll be back on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm not quitting.
Okay.
I'm just stepping away for, in fact, I think on ErnestRadioNetwork.com, which, by the way, is still going to be there in Miss Terry's Advocate Corner to help find missing children. Obviously, it's still going to be there. But I think on ERN, I'm going to put up a big sign that says Gone Fishing. And that's just, I'm going to leave it at that for a month. Yeah, leave it at that for a month. So.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
I need a break, man. I really need a break. I'm tired of fighting.
That's good. And you need to do that.
I don't
if you
feel
need
like
a break bigger.
So.
Well, it'll take
a break.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, it'll be, take a break, man. That's great. Just take a break. You're
going to
be gone a month. Mr. Elias is going to be gone about a month. Every Saturday, he's not going to be here either. I mean, he has a lot of things planned. So it'll just be me and the girls on Saturday. Yes. I'm loving that. Are y'all ready for me? Are y'all ready, ladies? So everybody speak at the same time.
You hear that rousing ovation?
Yeah. It sounds very excited. I hear people clearing their throat like, yes, Jay. Come on, you can say it. Let's say it together. Jay, ooh, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
We really have.
We're
going to
tear
time,
you up in the worst way possible.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, and peace.
Yes. So that's great. I'm glad, ladies. So it's just us. Nobody around. It can just be us, guys. And we can have
no
fun.
No bickering, no nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there ain't going to be nobody here. Who's here to fight?
Well, I guess for me, now wait a minute now, I thought that that situation was squared away. Matter of fact, we've had pretty decent shows since we had that kind of kumbaya moment. So we really don't argue as much as we used to. But hey, listen, people have to do what they have to do. That's not a problem. Hey, listen, we bid you farewell.
You're right. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to say nothing. Never mind. No, that's all right.
You're good. Don't start trouble on the way out the door, man.
Yeah,
just leave your ass.
I'll leave it as is.
Just leave and shut the hell up, and then we'll see you in, you know, whatever. Whenever you decide to come back, Ernest, the door is always open for your ass. Thank you, Ernest.
Well, I appreciate that. And listen, I love hanging out with you guys. I really do. I mean, you guys really
we love
are,
you too,
there's
Ernest.
Nobody I can think of that I'd rather be on internet radio with than you guys. And, you know, and I've made great friends from it. But you're right. There's times when you just need a break, and this is just the time, you know, so...
So, Ernest, if we get a call, which, you know, this is the second thing I wanted to talk about in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
We get a call about doing some things, Ernest, then we'll keep you in mind as we move along with our professional lives.
What do you mean you get a call about doing things? What does that mean?
No, nothing. We'll just, you
ain't
know.
Ain't nobody calling
you.
You're right, Ernest. Mr. Executive Producer.
Hey, listen, you know what? That's a beautiful segue. What y'all think about my pictures when I had my group back in the day? I was pretty fly back then, wasn't it? Tell the truth. I looking good.
You had a big old booty in that one picture, man.
Hey, let me tell you
going
something, bro. Don't
picture.
Be writing that crap onto my pictures, man.
Hey, look,
don't write that
I
mess onto my pictures.
I ain't looking to do nothing with your ass, man. I'm just saying
you
had
damn
ass picking out in your acid wash jeans.
Jason, that's
your butt
not
was
word.
Showing. You
said, look, I don't need you to tell me how big my butt is.
I don't need you to tell me that.
And right now, when was that, 1994? Because now it's
1994.
You're twice as old and twice as fat.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I started to post a recent picture of me on Facebook to make all y'all drool. Yeah. With my gun showing. You know, I got some big
drool,
guns.
Drool, vomit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, shut the hell up. Okay, thank you very much. Alrighty, so listen, listen, Tom Joyner, real quick, Tom Joyner has a new radio station in New York. It's called 103 Star.
Oh, really?
It's an FM station. Yeah, he does. He's going to be doing the mornings. D.L. Hughley's going to be doing the afternoons. And so, you know, I got to thinking, now why not us? Why not us? So we're going to bombard Tom Joyner and his... Every way we can get in contact with his ass. Matter of fact, he was here in Houston last week. I should have went up there and saw his ass. But we're going to bombard him, and we're going to say, you know what, damn it, it is time. It is time to go to the next level. It is time for us to get away from what we're doing now to the next level. So that's why it's important for us to make sure that our shows are nice and clean and funny and fun. Because my goal is to try to get as many people into this damn joint as possible. To listen to what the hell we have to say. So I'm tired of it. We're funnier than Ricky Smiley. We're funnier than Ricky Smiley. We're funnier than Steve Harvey. I don't give a damn what y'all say. Period.
I don't think Steve Harvey's that funny in general. I don't know how his radio show is, but I think we're funnier than what I hear of Steve
radio
Harvey.
Well, this radio show's not funny. Plus, Ricky Smiley's not funny either. I mean, that
Ricky
show.
Smiley's funny. You need to stop.
No, he's not.
Ricky Smiley's funny.
No,
yes, he is.
Ricky Smiley's funny at stand-up, but he might not be funny on radio. Ricky Smiley's stand-up is funny. I don't think Steve Harvey's that funny. He's a better comedic actor than he is doing stand-up or something for Steve Harvey. I think Ricky Smiley's funny in concert, though.
But that show sucks. That show sucks. His show on TV1 sucks, and his radio show sucks, too. I'm calling him out.
Yeah,
so
I've never
moving
paid
on.
Attention
wow.
to those. I just knew his stand-up routine, and it was really funny. I enjoyed it.
Well, he's funny in concert, but like I said, that show sucks. And if anybody...
People are better just behind a microphone on a stage rather than on radio or on a TV show. You know, some people are better at what they do, and that's stand-up. And I think Steve Harvey is probably... Or, I mean, Ricky Smiley is in that category. Just stick to stand-up, brother. That's what you're good at. Just do it.
You just stick to stand-up. All right, look, 10 Good Minutes sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. Listen, folks, if you are in the Chicagoland area, and I will be there next week, matter of fact, you need to look the guy up. You can go to www.hitthemusic.com, or you can give him a call at 334-538-5739. That's 334-538-5739. 5739. So don't forget to check out hitthemusic.com, DJ Sean Juan. It is time for a weather break. Listen, we have a fun-filled, action-packed show. This turns out to be Ernest's going away party. So we're going to send his ass out with a bang. We're playing
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, get your ass out of here. Because Ernest is in search of number 64. That's what the hell he's really taking the summer off for. How do you decide me some more booty?
Listen, I'm going to be up to 74 by the time I come back.
Oh, damn. We can't wait to hear all about it. All right, folks. We're going to step out and take
sure
a quick break. Yes, I can, actually. We'll take a break, folks, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere. It's the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanMultiCharts.com.
Major cities could be impacted by some stronger thunderstorms on this Saturday evening. The potential for some severe weather impacting portions of the Plain States. It's due to an area of low pressure that's supplying for these thunderstorms right now. We do have some thunderstorm watch boxes in effect until 9 p.m. local time. Taking a closer look at where these showers and thunderstorms are right now, Bismarck still picking up some pretty heavy rainfall amounts, and we also have this squall line beginning to form, taking aim at Minneapolis, going to continue to push through Minnesota and Iowa as the day and evening wears on. Also, Kansas City just about to get hit with some showers and thunderstorms. Main threats throughout the evening going to be damaging winds and hail. Then as the sun sets, we will begin to see these thunderstorms begin to die down. Once again, Minneapolis, Omaha, also Kansas City will be impacted by these thunderstorms. Then again, for Sunday, unfortunately, the chance for some severe weather will continue. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, and large hail going to take aim at Des Moines, Omaha, and Kansas City. Once again, for AccuWeather.com, I'm Molly Cochran.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight, and I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once. Man, never bring you right.
Play ball!
Did he say play ball, or did he say play balls?
I'm sure if I try really hard, I can get them both in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right, it is Saturday. You're listening to the very best in the biz, the J. Ryle Show Wednesday, I'm sorry, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Hanging out with Miss Terry. Hey, Miss Terry, baby.
Hey.
Ooh, yeah, I can't wait. Do you think you're lonely now, Miss Terry?
Ooh, I love that song. I'm serious. I love that song.
Baby. Tell us again how much you love that song. Yeah.
I love that song.
All righty then. Rich Sisters in the house. Rich Sister, do you feel the same way about that song like Miss Terry Sisio Boo showed up in the chat room, St. Clinton?
Look at her, she's all giggly.
I know, man. I mean, St. Clinton wasn't in that chat room for 2 seconds. Hey, St. Clinton! You tell me how you doing, St. Clinton. How you doing, baby? Hello, Rich Sister. Big Ears and I. What's up, Big E?
If you think you're lonely now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait until next Saturday.
I didn't say I was a singer, but I enjoy the music. And you know what? I'm so glad that Mariah Carey sang that line in one of her songs because a lot of younger people probably didn't know who Bobby Womack was.
Damn,
and she name-checked
right.
him.
Let me get you straight, Ernest, before you get to talking. Let me get you straight before you get to talking, Ernest. Let me get you real straight. Young people know that song. Young people know Bobby Womack.
Not everybody, unfortunately, knows who Bobby Womack is.
Not a lot of white folks, but a lot of black folks know.
As I was saying, a lot of younger people don't know who it was, and maybe they found out through that Mariah song, if not through other sources.
No.
So, yeah, one of his great songs there, absolutely.
Thank you, Ernest.
70 years old just doesn't seem very old anymore, does it?
Not old at all. He's gone. For those who may not know that, he is gone. But look who's here. You heard some giggling in the background. Guess who that was? It was Your Highness from Florida, straight from the penitentiary. Pick yourself, fool. Momo B is in the house. What's up, baby?
What's up? That's what I'm talking about.
You never know, man.
Hey, you know what? Wait,
inmate number 3121 in the house.
Hi,
Momo.
Hi. First of all, I want to say this. I was here a long time ago, and where's Mr. Elias? But he would have let me right on in. And I don't know why I had to hold on during all this stuff and all that stuff.
Miss Elliott at a concert, and so
well,
you know.
You
he's at a Will Downey concert with his boo boo.
Oh wow! Isn't that calling the kettle black? How many complaints have we heard about you on your show?
I'm not talking about
she
my
doesn't.
Talking
she
about
doesn't pay
you.
Attention to the board.
I'm talking about your show, Mr. Professional. I'm talking about your show, Mr. Wanna Make It to Hollywood. I'm talking about your show.
She's on its way, going to Hollywood, talking about the Hollywood. She's on its way, going to Hollywood, talking about the Hollywood.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Now we know why you're the producer, not the singer.
I am great.
Ernest almost cussed. Almost cuz, Ernest. Almost cuz. Almost to F you. You bastard.
All right,
you know
Google
what,
B, how you doing,
I
girl?
You know
do that on national radio.
I wanted to say that, when you said, oh, thank God Mariah Carey sung that song, I was like, what? Because
really?
I want to
what I said, though. That's not what
shirt.
I said.
No, okay, Ernest, it's all right. It's okay, boo. What I wanted to say was, I was going to say exactly what Miss Carey said, like, what? Because we, as black women especially, we always like to tell our children what they were made from. So, yeah, everybody know that song. We know what was going on and we were confused.
Well, good for you. That's not what I said, but I'm happy for you.
I heard what you said, boo. I heard what you said. You don't have to be defensive all the time. Not every minute of your life.
I'm not defensive at all, but if you're going to quote
your
somebody,
last show.
Get it straight.
Pipe down.
Pipe down, Tonto.
Good Lord. He's coming in like our people. I'm
it's
from Brooklyn.
Right.
Black people. Who gives
it's
a shit?
Right.
Oh, here it is. Let me tell you something. You want to leave on vacation
oh,
early?
Oh God,
do that one more time. One more
okay,
time.
I'm sorry.
Here he goes.
I cussed, didn't
and
I?
You sure the hell did. We send your ass on vacation right now. One more time, Ernest. One more time. 347-6127.
Welcome to National Radio.
You sure the hell can't do that on national radio. Time's going when
I
be happy.
I should have before I came tonight.
You should have got Jesus up. All right, so listen, folks. Right. Listen, you heard during the break. That's right. Bobby Womack dead at the age of 70. And so that was a very special dedication going out to Miss Terry. She said, Jay,
thank
you better play
you.
A song today. I'm like, baby,
yes,
you know
I
got
did.
You.
Thank
girl.
You. Thank
you. Know,
you.
I got you. You know I got you. All right, programming note coming up as well. I'm going to change the URL for the show in a matter of seconds, so be prepared just in case you can't get in on the current link. Yes, Momo B, who called me? Yes.
I did it. I wanted to know if you thought the same thing I thought. When you heard that Bobby Womack died, was there anything different that you said?
No.
Did it remind you of anything? Nothing came to your mind?
No, not really.
Oh, what came to my mind was on the last show when you were like, who died yesterday? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm sure somebody did. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, no, where is Jay Rod when you need him?
Oh, damn. You know what? I did not think of that. Wow. That's pretty interesting, though.
I was cracking up.
Why were you laughing? It's not funny.
Just because of that. I wasn't laughing because
he
died. I was laughing because of that. Because
you jinxed him. Because he was alive until you said that, and then when you said that, he passed out. Thank you, Momo B, for killing Bobby Womack. Jesus Christ. All right. All right, listen, also today during the breaks, we will be honoring Michael Jackson this past Wednesday. 5 years, the king of pop has been gone. And I did not know. I thought he died on the 29th, but apparently he did not. He died on the 26th? Yeah, so
25th.
25th. Okay. And that was
Wednesday. It was
Wednesday's
show because we did a little note. We did a little nod to Michael Jackson at the very end of the show. We played the Purple Rain show. We played his song "Gone Too Soon" at the very tail end of the show before we signed off. So it was all the same day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I didn't know. So I didn't realize that. So kudos. Rest in peace.
5 years.
King of Pop. Can't believe it's been 5 years. Time is flying, folks.
Time is moving.
I don't know what you have on your agenda. I don't know what you plan on doing with the rest of your life. But let me tell you something.
I'm going to.
We were, you know, my goodness, 5 years ago he died. 5 years. I mean, interesting. And, you know, it's just something to think about. You know, you just.
It's one of those moments where you know where you were when you heard. It's kind of like when Kennedy got shot for our parents. Or Martin Luther King for those that were alive. It's really one of those moments where you know where you were when you heard it. It because it was so it's that kind of enormity to it, you know, that kind of bigness to it, that the King of Pop is dead. You knew exactly where you were standing when you heard that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
and the thing that was so crazy about it,
Whitney's one of those
was
people too.
That you were in a situation where when you first heard it, you're like, that's not true. You know, somebody's making up something. But then when I got in the car and heard all of Michael Jackson songs, I said, oh, this is not good. And that's what really did it for me. And so I remember when it happened, I had like a little Samsung Instinct. That was kind of like the first little phones that they had out there that was really like a smartphone. I was watching TV on my phone because you could only get CNN on that thing, I think, far as from a newsworthy perspective. And I remember standing in the hallway in this office building, and everyone was wrapped around my phone trying to watch the coverage. It was a sight to see.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was interesting. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. You can get in. The QOD is just seconds away. We have a big show for you tonight, though. A lot of things to get into. Momo B, did you see my pictures of my group back in the day on the show page?
No, I did not.
I'm fly girl.
You didn't see him yet? Oh, you got to go
fly,
look
baby.
At him, Momo. I'm going to hear your reaction.
I'm fly girl. I am fly.
He's got pictures from 1994 up there with his Kid and Play fade and his acid wash jeans, talking about how he was executive producer of some people. Girl, you got to go look at it during the break. It is hysterical.
And no, it's not. People are like, damn.
Yes,
dang.
Oh, it's funny.
Well, you was handsome.
It's
you
funny,
was handsome
man.
When you was
it's
younger.
Funny
which
as
mean,
hell.
Was handsome. I still am handsome, baby. Looking good. Miss Terry was
twice
Miss
as big and twice looking, as old.
Looking kind of good back then, huh? Yeah. So anyway, for anyone,
you was looking,
for people
you was
who are,
looking halfway decent. You was looking halfway decent.
Y'all tell
then.
Me, baby. Y'all tell me, girl. I'm listening. I'm all in.
You had a big old ass in that one picture too, Mama.
Hey,
go
hey,
look.
Hey,
you got
hey,
a big old
hey,
ass
hey,
in that one
hey,
picture.
Hey.
Just
hey.
Stonewashed jeans for days covering that ass.
Watch
your
mouth.
If it ain't jeans, it's a jacket. If it ain't jeans, it's a jacket. One or the other.
Shut your ass up. So anyway, so listen, folks. So one of the things we want to start doing, all right, folks, members of the show. Every Friday, I want to do a flashback Friday, so send me some old pictures. We want to put pictures up on the show page of us back in the day. Flashback Friday.
Get you some nice leather pants. A jacket.
You know what?
I can't wait to see some old pictures of Rich Sister. Let's pull that crap out. I'm almost cut.
Let me tell you something. Hey, look, usually I don't say these things to you, Rich Sister, but you can kiss my ass. How about that, okay? Kiss me cooler. Busting me cooler. All right, it's time for the QOD, the question of the day. The QOD is not really a QOD. It is testing your knowledge. Since you think you are a music connoisseur, tonight we're playing Name That Damn Tune. I'm going to play a piece of a song, and you got to name what the song is. So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day. We're playing Name That Damn Tune. Since you guys think you know so damn much when it comes to music. Boom, boom. I know that sounded off because it's like a 2-second delay or whatever the case may be. But so anyway, so now, Momo B, you know, you think you know so much. Now, keep in mind, I'm only playing like a note. It's like the damn game show. I'm not going to play a whole damn dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Now, everybody knows what the hell that is. It's all about trying to trick your ass. If you know music as much as you say, or as good as you say you know the music, the damn you should be able to get it. That's what I think. Are you up for the challenge, Momo B?
Yes. Well, no. Go to somebody else first.
What?
No, go to somebody else first and come to me next. Because I'm outside. I can't hardly hear you. I want to get back in the car.
Oh.
Are you being read your Miranda rights by any chance right about now?
Real funny. No, I'm at the gas station.
Oh, okay. Do you have on a mask and a gun in your hand by any chance right about now?
You stupid. But wait, hold on, because shit, I'm almost finished. Wait.
Okay. By any chance,
are you reaching
for your license and registration right about now? No?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Are you having
so
to touch your nose with the tip of your nose
yes.
with your fingers right now?
Yes. Yes.
Are you walking an imaginary straight line right now?
Okay, so you're there getting gas. Okay, so you're really there getting gas. It's not a situation where you had to pull over at the gas station and get rid of your rights. You're there actually getting gas. Okay, that's good. We have to ask because you never know with you. All right, so Ernest, you are a music connoisseur.
I'm
so you are.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on, now let me ask
you
a question. How did you pay for the gas that fast? Did you just put it in your car and drive off? Or did you go to the attendant? How did you do this?
Momo, did you tell your daughter to stay in the car because mom's only going to be a quick minute at the pump?
No, I was actually pumping the gas when you were talking, and then by the time you finished making all your jokes, I was finished pumping.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. All right, so Momo B, all right, here we go. So now, the first song for you, Momo B, I'm going to play the note, right? And you have to tell me who made the song. All right.
Okay. All right.
Now, if somebody doesn't guess it, does everybody else get a try at it?
Yeah. I'm going to give everybody a shot.
If
everybody gets a shot.
Get it. Okay.
Yeah, everybody
gets
a shot.
I got you. Interesting.
All right, here we go. So here's the first. Here is the first note for everyone to listen to. Okay, I'm going to play it one more time. Here it is. One more time. Okay, so now Momo B, you heard that. Give me the name. Uh-oh, she's like, oh, hell.
Can we hear it one more time?
Oh, wait. Hold on now. Wait a minute. So, wait a minute, Ernest. When it's your time to guess, I'll give you another shot. But
okay.
Momo B.
Okay, well, can you give me one more time?
Hey, listen, is there an echo in here or something? What the hell? Is there an echo?
Is there an echo
can
in here
one more time?
What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell is that? Now, I can't believe y'all don't know that. Okay, but here we go.
I'm going to play it for you. I know it.
Okay, well, hold on. Wait a minute, Richard. So, hold up. You know this song? Oh, my goodness.
Richard don't know that song.
Richard has been a heathen a whole life.
Here
it is. All
right,
so
the next time you play it.
Yeah, no problem. Here it is. Here is the, hold on. Here it is. I got to get it queued up.
Okay.
Things are moving slow around here. Here it is. Ready? I'll play it one more time. I'll play it louder for you. Here it is.
That's the same thing I heard before.
It's supposed to be. It's the same thing I heard before.
All right, hold your thought, Rich Sister, because I think Rich Sister knows this. This is going to be impressive because I would have never have guessed that she knew this song. And, okay, don't type it in the chat room just yet because I think, folks, a matter of fact, if you are in our chat room, send me a private message. Send it to me in a private message if you have the ability to send messages in the type room, in the chat room. If you are on Facebook or tag, shoot me a message. I have the messaging thing up right now, okay? So here we go. So now, Momo B, are you ready? Who is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know who it is, but I'm just going to say the first song that came to my mind when I heard the first one. Okay?
Yeah.
Who is it? I don't know. The name of the song is Sweet Thing. I Would Love You Anyway.
Oh, Sweet
Even
Thing.
We cannot say.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Sweet Thing from Chaka Khan.
Yes, Chaka Khan.
That's
a damn
that's
good guess.
That's what you're thinking?
That's
a damn good guess. That is a damn good guess. Okay. That's your final answer. Matter of fact, I think I should get the game music in here. I'll just do the game music. All right, so, Ernest, who do you think it is?
My thought was Betcha by Golly Wow.
Oh, man. That's a good guess, man. That's a damn good guess.
Was that the Stylistics? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Look at
that. Yeah,
Betcha by Golly Wow.
All right. So now, okay, Rich. Miss Terry. Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Name. Okay. Hey, at least you're honest. Okay, Rich Sister. What song do you think that was that played? Can you name that damn tune?
Fire and Desire by Rick James and Tina Marie.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, let's see who's right. Here's the song.
I bet she shazammed it.
Wow.
Come on,
it's really good.
Jesus must be treating you well.
Look at Rich Sister getting it right.
Oh, me?
Hey, Rich Sister, this is for you, girl. Good job. So he's an ass. I'm shocked. Because I have another section of music for Rich Sister because I thought Rich Sister didn't listen to this stuff. But, hey, you can participate in the regular music with your old heathen ass.
I wasn't always a Christian, Jay. I wasn't always a Christian.
I cannot believe
it. Yeah, I can't believe you got it wrong, too.
I can't either.
No, I can't believe Rich Sister got it right. And I want to know
who's
the mole. Who is the mole around here?
Who's the mole? I can't believe she got it right.
Who's the mole around here?
I know who it is. She said it fast, too. I got it.
Go ahead, old Rich Sister girl. All right, so look, here's the next. We'll play one more before we take a break. And remember, during the breaks, we're paying tribute to Michael Jackson because on Wednesday, 5 years, the King of Pop has been gone, man. That's a long time. And for those of us who are huge fans of his, still can't believe it to this day. Can't believe it to this day. It's almost like because of the fact that he was not in our lives every day, we're just waiting for him to make another song. And it's just, it's eerie, to be honest with you, that he's gone. All right, so here we go. Here's the next note. And let's see if you guys got it on top. We're playing Name That Tune.
Who's guessing first on this one?
Well, I'm going to go to you first. Sharif,
Got
it right out of North Carolina. Hello, Gary. That was good, girl. You were good. You were good. And who is this? I can't even say
that
name.
That wasn't
on
one of
air.
My favorite songs, so that's why I didn't get it. I never clicked with that song. I know it's a good song, but I just never clicked with it. So,
all these songs are popular songs, so it's not some obscure song. So you should they were popular. So here's the next song. Here's the next note. Here's the next clue. Can you name this tune, Ernest? It's on you.
What?
I'll play it again.
Do it again.
One more
time.
Okay, what?
All right, Ernest, can you name that tune?
Wow, I am really stumped on that one.
I'm shocked, man. This is just not the way to go out, bro, for your last show, man. Ernest, come on, man.
Well, listen, I got some lined up, too. We'll see how good you do. But
I can't wait. I can't wait. But I need a guess right now from you.
I honestly just I don't have a guess. I'm going to have to go with Miss Terry and say I just don't know. Yeah.
Wow. Miss Terry?
I'm not good at this. No, I don't know.
Apparently you're not because you're 0 for 2.
I'm being honest. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit here like I know everything. I'm just going to be honest and say I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's go to the lady with the magical boom box. Let's go to the lady with the magical boom box in her bedroom. Mama B, baby. It's probably in the cassette player in there right now. Who made this song, Mama B?
Okay. Who I think it is, because, you know, this is all about guessing, you know, hearing and guessing it.
Yeah.
But who I think it is Isley Brothers, For the Love of You. For the Love in You. For the Love in
Me.
Oh,
that's a good guess.
Isley Brothers. Oh, shit.
That's a damn good guess.
That's
a damn good guess.
That's right.
All right, Rich Sister. Oh, he's an ass. Come on, girl. Can you guess who that was, Rich Sister?
Well, that was my guess too, the Isley Brothers.
So your guess is the Isley Brothers. Okay, so what's the name of the song?
For the love.
Oh,
yes, that was my guess.
Okay.
You know that I am living.
Thank you very much, Mama B. All right. Let's see who got it right. Here is the song.
Thank you.
See,
girl,
I'm not a fan of
like,
the Isley
man.
Brothers, so that was a terrible one for me. I'm not. I never got with them, so.
Oh, that was a jam.
I didn't
was,
put no
white
in there, and I'm sorry.
That
not
jam.
To say that they're not a great group. They were just never on my radar. So I'm not saying
yeah,
they're
okay.
not.
Wow. Whatever.
I was just, they were never on my radar, so.
Yes, Momo. Yes.
I do have it in my bedroom boombox. So you were right
I
on
knew
the money
it,
on
I knew
that
it,
one.
I knew it. I just listened to that yesterday.
You were right on the money on that one. Yes. That's my group right
oh,
there.
Oh, my
I got,
Lord.
Oh, I got the best of, the latest and greatest hits of Isley Brothers Time 2.
There.
I got all the Isley Brothers. So I'm sitting down with a smile.
Oh, damn.
My
all right. Yes. So now Momo B is one. She's 1-1. Rich Sister is 2-0. Out of
yeah.
all the damn people. Miss Terry 0-2, Ernest 0-2.
Because, you know, I'm going to still be 0. But let me say this. You played
yes.
these games before, and Rich Sister yes. used to be in the chat room and would get them right every time. Y'all sleeping on her. I knew
no.
that because that's when I was in the chat
Somebody
room.
Needs
y'all
to be sleeping
on
her. I'm just saying.
Shut up, Ernest.
Maybe Clinton could be sleeping on her.
Y'all sleeping on Rich Sister because she's good at this, really.
Is she? We'll see.
Yeah.
It gets harder. It gets
it
harder.
Is.
Okay. Those are two softballs. It gets harder, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just telling.
We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back with Rip Sister.
Man,
so far, she is she's the leader in the clubhouse. 2-0. Oh, sending ass.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Monta Little Donis, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for this week. Do you ever feel like you're going great with a diet, completely in control and on track, when you get hit by an uncontrollable craving for something that is on the so-called banned list? You do everything you can to control it, but somehow it still finds you, and eventually you give in. You say to yourself, well, I'll just have one bite. But come on, let's be real. Who can have just one chip or one piece of chocolate? Before you know it, you've either eaten the whole bag or the whole bar of chocolate. You see, a few extra calories turn into so many extra calories. And then that little cheat that you had soon becomes an all-out buffet with all kinds of food that you should not be eating. Food cravings can do some serious damage to your progress. So, let's give you some tips on how you can kill those food cravings. Number one, first of all, you have to smash the urge. If you continually resist the urge to give in to your cravings, you can end up binging all the time. Instead of trying to resist those cravings, try this. When you have the urge for something sweet, instead of grabbing a piece of chocolate, get some yogurt. Number two, purge your cupboard. Having bad foods anywhere near you will only make things worse and make those cravings hit more often. So even before you start a diet, get rid of all the temptations by purging your cupboard. Number three, chew gum. Yes, you heard me, chew gum. In between meals or when cravings begin to hit, just grab a stick of gum. Research has shown that people who chew gum between meals eat fewer snacks because you always have something in your mouth. Number four, eat regularly. If you're not eating at regular intervals during the day, then your cravings are going to come more often. The more you eat, the less cravings you will get. And finally, number five, go to the gym. Yeah, I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear, but check this out. When you're exercising, you are actually releasing endorphins that will counteract those feelings of hunger. So when you get those cravings, go for a walk, get some cardio in, and before you know it, you won't have those cravings anymore. So the next time you get the urge to pick up a cupcake or a donut or whatever it might be, remember these five easy tips to kill those cravings. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Wow. Yo, Herb, take it from the top. 1, 2.
I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm going to tell you something out the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shot, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRF Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Saturday 3478. Damn right, it's Saturday 3478501272 is our caller number 3478501272. Jay Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. Hanging out with Ernest for the last time in a minute. What's up, Big Ern?
What's up, big man? That is one of my favorite Jackson songs. Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. That is so funky and catchy. I'm glad you played that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Absolutely. Momo Beezy is in the heezy. What's up, baby?
Yeah, let's dance. Let's shout.
Shout.
Hey, Grammy winner, Momo.
Let's shout.
She is. That's a Grammy winner. Yeah.
And hello.
Well, that's not going to be.
Miss Terry, I forgot my sister. Hello, Miss Terry. Miss Terry, Miss Terry.
Hey, Momo. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't say
a
proper hello to you.
And speaking of which, Miss Terry, say hello to the peeps. Hello.
Hey.
And of course, O2 and O, Rich Sister. What's up, Rich Sister?
How y'all doing?
I've been saying my whole life.
Good girl.
Yo, top of it. I'm going to be in second place. I'm impressed.
Right,
my girl's
she's
coming back. All right, look, folks, we're playing Name That Tune tonight. And we're playing, you know how it goes, we're going to play a piece of the song. And you need to guess. So far, if you're just tuning in, guess who has the lead? Rich Sister. I know you're thinking,
horse.
Huh? What? Yes. And we're not playing Christian music. I have some special Christian music lined up for her. But
oh,
hell,
man.
I'm about to just let her play with us.
You got some Hezekiah Walker queued up?
Yeah,
for
I had some music ready for her because I knew she didn't know anything. Mike, she is 2 for 2. Oh, man. So, folks, listen, you can be involved in it. 347-850-1272. If you choose not to call in, you can. If you're in the chat room, do not post it in the chat. Send me a private chat. Appreciate the messages that I'm getting on Tag and on Facebook, people who are listening from there. Thank goodness. The URL has just changed, so, hey, the old link will not work. Even though Ernest gets in his chat room before I even open it up, I don't know how he does that.
Ernest is sneaky.
Yeah, that Joker, man. I opened it up, and there he was. Like, damn, I had to do that. Okay.
Well, it wasn't open always. I kept refreshing, and finally it just opened up, so I figured you were on the way. Yeah, because you ran right after me, so yeah.
Damn, I was like,
I don't just get in
here?
There. You have to open it for me to get in. I don't just get in.
That's
but
what
I have
thought.
A direct link to the chat room, so I don't have to go to the show page. I have a direct link to the chat room, and, you know, you can just put in anybody's name at the end of the URL to get to it. So that way I have the chat room full browser window, you know. And so I just loaded that and refreshed it a couple times, and right when you were starting to load it, it popped up for me, so yeah.
Wow. I was like, how does dude
I go directly
here?
To it.
Yeah, it's like you walk in your house, you put your keys in the house, and he's sitting on the couch already.
I'm already on the couch.
Hello. Clarice.
He got bread in one hand and mayo in another.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this? Hold up, what did you just say? He has what?
He has bread in one hand and mayo on the other. When you walk in, he's like,
no.
What do you
want to
eat?
Oh, yeah. Walked it out. All right, so look, we're playing Name That Tune. So far, once again, Rich Sister is the leader in the clubhouse. All right, so now, Miss Terry, you can take a guess. You're next. Just say, hey, I don't know it. That's fine if you're not good, but
no,
you're going to get one of these.
I don't know it. Just guess.
Because I'm just not good at this game. I'm not.
I've never have been good.
Look, I've
at
got
it.
Some that you might get, Miss Terry. I got some cute too. You might get one of those. So,
yeah. Matter of fact, after this one, then Ernest, I want you to bring one because I want to play two with him. All right, here we go. Miss Terry, here's your song. Here's your note.
That's kind of about
that.
Every song I know.
Do it again. Do it again.
One more time. All right. So now, Miss Terry, this is where the clock starts, and so we need an answer from you.
I really don't know, so I'm going to throw this one to Momo so she can get some points.
Oh, shit. Hold up. That's not the, hold up. You don't make the rules on the damn game show. I'm going to give it to Mama so she can get some money. That's how it works, just so you don't know.
What's your name? J. Rouse. He said, can I phone a friend, Mama?
Yeah, can I phone a friend? Momo, what's the answer? Because I don't know.
Yeah. For a lifetime,
what kind of mess was that?
Mama B, please.
She better call
Rich.
She know what I know.
I know.
That's what you need to call. So that joker know everything.
You call the West Coast on that one, man.
Call the West Coast. All right, so thank you for your guess, whatever that
sure.
was. Okay, so now, Ernest.
Can I hear it just one more time, though? Because I think I know. I got a good guess.
I think you know it, too. Who said they knew it? So I said, I know who that is. Who said that? Was it Rich?
I did. I'm the one who
said
I think I know what it is. But I just want to be sure one more time.
Okay. Yeah. I'll play it one more time. All right. So I'll play it one more time.
One more.
I don't, Rich Sister, let me just check with you before we keep moving. Do you know who it is, huh, Rich Sister?
I may. For a split second, I was like, huh? But I think I may now. I think
I
may.
Okay,
well, I'm going to
answer before Rich Sister.
I'm going to answer before Rich Sister on this.
She has to go last because her answers are right.
Yeah,
so you're last all
last.
The time. Okay. All right. Here we go, Ernest. Here it is one more time for you.
Okay. I think it's either Candy or Word Up.
No, I don't either,
Candy.
Ernest. You either the one
okay,
or the other.
All right. Hey, listen, executive producer, calm your ass down. You ain't in the studio right now.
I think
gonna
I am.
I'm going to say Word Up
good.
From Cameo, although I kind of think it's Candy, but I'm going to say Word Up from Cameo.
Word Up by Cameo. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Momo B?
Momo B is my name, and I'm going with Cameo, too. Down.
I'm gonna go with what was said last two times. Word Up by Cameo.
Oh damn! I'm gonna go with what they said. I'm going to bless it. I'm going to confirm what they said.
Because I thought it was something else, but
what they said.
You thought it was
now,
what? What did you
I'm
think it was?
Say.
Just out of curiosity.
I don't want to say it to his plate.
Say what you thought it was in case you were right, but you said the wrong answer because you wanted to be on the back of the
All right. Well, I'm for a split second, I was thinking Janet Jackson Control. But then as I was hearing that, I was like, no, that is Word Up.
I know
it down.
Forwards and backwards. That ain't Control.
First, I thought it was Control, but after further thinking.
For a little bit, but then I was hearing it the last two times you were playing it. I was like, oh, no, that is Word Up.
So I like the way she did that. She gave it a, well, first I thought it was this, but let me tell you, Jay, after thinking about it, I think I'm going to change my answer.
Come on with the answer,
here
Jay. I'm
the song.
Play it.
Here we go. Momo B, I'm shocked, Momo. Momo B. Momo B. Momo B.
I'm going to crash my car.
Momo B.
Oh, man.
Momo B. I can't believe you got it
it starts, I walked in, and I probably won't be the third of the end. But in the meantime,
but you have to admit,
time,
though, that cameo
watch,
was a good guess on
not.
Our part.
It was
yes,
a good guess.
It was.
But it was a wrong guess.
I was like, I wasn't thinking about that.
Is that real
song
echoey
all.
Drum that you get from the late 80s? You know, is that real
it was a good guess.
Kind of drum thing? Yeah,
it was a wrong guess.
To play a little more.
No, we don't play a little more. That's it.
About that song at all.
Damn.
If I would have heard a little bit more, I would have been.
Momo B is 1 and 2. Ernest is 0 and 3. Along with, look, he's 0 and 3 with Miss Terry. Miss Terry's not even really playing. And Rick's sister is the leader of the clubhouse at 2 and 1. 347-8850. Oh, look, everybody was saying that. Hey, you're wrong, Harold. It wasn't Word Up. Everybody gets Word Up for Candy. No, that's not it. Sorry. Well, I got y'all. That was a good one. I'm shocked, Momo B. I'm shocked. 347-850-1272. We're playing. Name that tune. And boy, I tell you what, man. My music connoisseurs are just not doing this good. I'm shocked, really. All right, Ernest, man. Let's get one in, dog. I want to play. I want in.
All right, I fear that my samples are going to be a little tad longer and people are going to have an easier time guessing them, but
yeah, thank
I think
you.
I have one that might stump a few folks, so here we go.
Okay, so you
Here's
so you think
one.
You have one that may stump a few people.
No,
We're
going to
find
I
out right now, Ernest.
Well, listen, I'm saying that your samples are much shorter than mine. Mine are only a tad bit longer, so it may give more away is why I say that. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's try this one. I've got two, but let me go with this one first, and we'll put Momo B on the front for this one.
Okay.
Are we ready? Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go.
What the hell was that?
You want it again, Momo?
Yeah, hey, louder, yeah. Please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
I know who that is.
Hold on. One more time.
Actually,
one more
I
time.
Don't. All right, one time. All right, Momo B.
I was gonna say I keep saying this. I'm just gonna say it. No, but I don't think Ernest would play it. Okay.
Well, go ahead,
guess.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna say Candyman.
I wasn't going there.
Candyman. Whoa.
Okay.
You a sugar daddy.
Okay, Miss Terry.
Oh, sorry.
You a sugar daddy.
Miss Terry, do you have any idea? Okay, thank you, Miss Terry. Jay Ryle, do you have any idea what that might be?
Say me? Or his sister?
Yeah, Jay Ryle.
Oh,
Jay Ryle.
I think it's, what is that song by the Pointed Sisters? That's what I think it is.
What? Are you singing He's So Shy?
He's so tired. Dun, 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 dun,
He's so
tired.
Okay, that's your answer? Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay. Rich Sister? Miss, I'm going to pull out my heathen days and see what the song is. Are you trying to guess or are you doing something else over there?
Having a bowel movement.
Is dinner creeping up on you from last night? What's going on? That's the sound of Jesus.
Can
okay,
I
nobody,
get it? Or I can't.
Oh sure, yeah, I'll play it again. I'll play it again. Here we go.
Oh, you want to play? Yeah, okay, play it again. Sorry. That's not why I think
it is.
What
is that noise?
I don't know. She's taking so long. The damn other part of the game music is coming on. Jesus Christ. The end part.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know who it is. I don't know who that is. That's not who I thought it was. I'm wrong. But anyway, yes, Rich Sister.
I give up, Uncle. It sounds
she said
familiar,
Uncle.
But I just can't.
Who made
and
that Jefferson Starship?
Uncle.
Uncle by B.B. King.
It sounds really familiar.
Well,
but
take a
I
guess.
What? Oh gosh.
Dun, 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 dun. It's about the same key. They hit the buzz on your ass by that
rhythm. The only thing that it keeps sounding like, which I know it ain't, but it sounds a lot like that Billy Joel song, but I know that's not it.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, is that your final answer from Billy Joel song?
She gave up, yes.
Right.
She said,
oh,
there
it
is. Play it.
Here it is.
I know
here
it
is.
Billy Joel.
What the hell is this?
You know who this is.
Can you play the version by the original artist, please?
Excuse me, that is a version by the original artist. You black people need to put down. That's great. I feel for you. From 1979. That ain't no damn Chaka Khan song. That's a Prince song
that's
from 1979.
Well, why don't you play the Chaka Khan
from the same
version?
Album, from the same album that had I Want to Be Your Lover on it. So y'all need to do y'all's homework.
No, we just should have said Prince. We just got it right.
You've lost
Prince.
Your black card, executive producer.
That is not on the black card list.
You ain't
well,
lying.
Y'all ain't
know.
Black enough.
Black
I got one
on the
black
card.
Let me do one
card
more then.
Sorry.
All right, do one more. Hold up. Before you do that, Aries, let's get to the phone lines before you do that, and then we'll let whoever the hell this is guess. What the hell was that? All right, 347-850-1272.
Y'all ain't funky at all.
What the hell was that? 347-850-1272. Let's bring in
the original
artist.
Hold up,
I think
artist.
This is this Cali Wood? Cali Wood?
Hey, Cali Wood swinging. Oh.
Cali Wood, what's
hanging
up, baby?
With a bunch of white people over here.
Hey, Joker played the damn, he played the damn K-Tel edition of the damn song. We don't want the K-Tel edition, Ernest.
It's Prince. It was Prince. How do you not know a Prince song?
Well, apparently we didn't. I'm like, what the hell is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you ain't black. What you doing, Cali Wood? How you doing? I'm so tired of these white people.
What was that?
Oh, white people get on my nerves.
Yeah, I'm so stupid. I'm just calling to say, hey, man, I ain't been on blog talking about 2 or 3 weeks. I just want to say, hey, get ready to host the red carpet event in the City of Angels for BET at the Bonaventure Hotel in a minute. So I'm doing it big, but check it out. I know y'all can't be there, right? So what me and Rich Sister are going to do is you're going to be able to look at us on Ustream Live. Me rocking the red carpet from 7:30 to about 8:30, or maybe 9 o'clock. The sad part about it, I can't tell you the Ustream link because Rich Sister didn't give it to me because she at church right now.
Rich Sister's not at church. I hate to bust your bubble. Rich Sister is Mr. MIA. Rich Sister is the leader in the clubhouse. We playing center music, and she gets in every last one of them.
Did she say Rich
Sister
was at church?
Yes, she is at the fucking church. And the church of Bishop Don Juan.
Wait. Hold up. Wait a second. That's why you're not answering your home call. Because you a Jay show. I've been trying to call you.
Oh, damn. We got trouble.
For the house of Jackie.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Let me give you the link. Let me give you the link to the show. It's www.ustream.tv/channel/livecaliwood.
Can't nobody hear that. Just put it in the chat room, girl. Send it to her in an email.
Hello?
Once again, I will just type it in the chat room. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, why don't you do that? Because it's going to take you forever to say it anyway, much less you're laughing at it.
She said, hey, take this and take your ass on. I'm having too much fun. I'll check you out at the party.
www.ustream.tv. That's
www. Jay, did you repeat what I said?
Hey, by the way, Caliwood.
Caliwood's gone.
Oh, go ahead,
yeah,
Mama. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First of
I'm sorry, I stepped on it.
Caliwood said, I don't got the link because my sister got it and she had church. She had church. And I said, my sister
going to
whoop Jackie's
ass. That's
that
what
is.
She's going to do. Kelly was going to whoop Jackie's ass.
Look, this is the worst part. This is the worst part. Not only did we get Richard to bust it, that was the half. The other half is Richard said, Richard didn't even say, well, I was supposed to be at church. I didn't make it to church.
Jackie gets out of line, Caliwood comes in swinging, you know? So.
Oh, man, that was funny. Hey, look, we're going to break.
I got a game to play. I ain't got no time for this. WWE.
I know, she's like, hey, here's the, hey, look, take this and you take your ass on now. I'm having fun. Hey, look, so we're going to go to break. We're sister, you can call her during the break. You can apologize. You have 10 minutes. You're gonna buy
she ain't, gonna eat all weekend after that. Caliwood ain't gonna let her have a meal all weekend.
Caliwood. Caliwood called in trying to promote her stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna be on the red carpet at BET, and I'm sorry we can't get it to your fans because my executive producer's at church right now. Newsflash. Hey, look, if she at church, I must be Reverend Deacon Don Juan because she got her ass up in hell.
Real quick, it's WWE.
Hey, don't try to aqua boogie your way out of this. When you got
No, let her give the link. Let her give the link, Ernest. Give the link, Rich Sister, just in case you're not in the chat room.
It's www.ustream.tv/channel/live.
All right.
Or if you're in the chat room, just follow the link. And we'll be on at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. Okay?
Isn't that like now?
Huh?
No.
Isn't that
it's
now?
Not like now? No, it's Easter now.
No, 3 hours.
Is Caliwood still on the line?
No, Caliwood gone, man. She getting her gun. She on her way to Rich Sister's house.
Getting ready to go kick Rich Sister's ass.
Yeah. Oh, hell. Hello, Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson. Hello, is this Donnie Simpson? Hey, Donnie, I'm not going to be there right now. I got to go handle my business. I'm going to be a little late on the day of red carpet, Donnie Simpson. Hey, I don't work at BET
no
more, but I had to call somebody.
One of them people. I bet Caliwood's one of them people that when she hits somebody, she hits with every syllable. I told you to get on top of that. You know, like,
hey, Rich Sister, like, she would love ass too now. Rich Sister, like, hey. Don't slip on the Christian. Because I'm a Christian woman don't mean I don't have no brass knuckles in my damn purse. Get up off me. Get up off me. All right, folks, we're going to step out and take a break.
Holy Boston.
Oh, my goodness. Get a Rich Sister.
Get into you. Don't try to find.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice tonight. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. So I'm telling you, it's gonna take you way back.
I don't want no sensitive man either.
That's what I'm talking about.
We already know what you know. We come on. Come on now. Come on now. Well, this is you. I mean,
I just felt that I had to say that because I'm the only woman on the channel.
Well,
yeah,
come on.
I don't want a sensitive man. I do not. I want somebody to put me in a headlock.
That's my girl.
I took the hell out of you.
See, I just tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Rewind.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
And you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network online radio. At its best, all time central, starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It is the serious side of the J. Rouse Show, hanging out with me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, and my main man, Jerome Esprit. Intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side, talking politics and social issues. Check us out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on the network. Wednesday nights, 7:30, it's the big show, the Who's Who edition of the J. Rouse Show. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, Momo Beezy in the Heezy, and of course, Rich Sister, if she's not at church, and Miss Terry hanging out with us, and of course, Vanessa as well.
She's
that's every
to be
Wednesday.
There more than she is.
She needs to be at church. 7:30 right here on the network every Wednesday, once again, 7:30 p.m. Of course, Thursday nights, it is the True Purpose Development Show with our very own Dr. Princess Aldea. Stop in and check that out. Friday nights, it is Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. It's Montula Donis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and, of course, Rich Sisters in the house, which is supposed to be at church, hanging out with the ladies. Great conversation before the weekend, and, of course, every Saturday at 5 p.m. We're here doing our thing on the big show, me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo Beezy and the Heezy, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, and it used to be Ernest, but, you know, his ass going to be gone after the day. But Ernest is usually here on Saturdays as well. So, Ernest, should we even ask you what's coming up on ERN?
Yeah, you should, because even though we're going to be gone for a little while, I encourage people to still go visit ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Of course, all of our archives are there. You can listen to past shows, including the Purple Rain show from this past Wednesday. But also click the milk carton on ErnestRadioNetwork.com.
Right.
And check out the Advocate Corner hosted by Miss Terry. We're updating that thing daily with missing children. You can search by name, gender, and now we're kind of changing it to where you can search just by the state. I'm not going to go correct all the back entries, but from the last few days forward, we're putting the state in the hashtag. So if you want to search by state, you can do that. Let us know if you have an update on one of those children. There's a submit link on there, and you can let us know about your missing children or updates on people that we featured. And Miss Terry and I update that every day. She does the bulk of the work on it. So definitely, even while we're gone, always keep an eye on the Advocate Corner every single day.
All right. There you go. Rich Sister, she's supposed to be at church. Rich Sister, would you like to tell us what's going on your network when you're not at church?
Well, if you want any information about me, about Thoughts of Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can check me out at www.jackieapp.com. Once again, www.jackieJackieAtKiet.com. Check it out.
All right.
You know, I'm laughing because I did my Jackie impersonation last week on the air, and I think I nailed it, but she wasn't there, so I had to she wasn't there on some show. I had to do my Jackie impersonation during that update, so that's what I was laughing about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was right. About a month ago.
Yeah.
Mumble BZ in the Heezy, baby. Tell us what's happening on the explosion. Well,
Mumble's
Jay,
cheating,
every Friday night, me and my friends get together and we cuss and we act a crazy fool every Friday on the explosion. We cuss.
10 p.m.
We cuss.
Eastern.
Thank you very much. What time is it, Ernest? What time does it come on?
It's 10 p.m. Eastern. You can find her at blogtalkradio.com/Momo-B. Or just put in Momo B in the search box. She'll pop up. But it's 10
yeah.
o'clock Eastern for 2 hours every Friday night. And you're
welcome, Momo B,
while you're shoving fried chicken and watermelon.
Yeah,
Got mic problems.
Yeah, mic issues. Yeah, some serious mic issues.
Is she having microphone
right,
issues?
I know, right? All right, listen, it's a quarter to the top of the hour. Listen, we're playing the Kill Me, the question of the day. We're asking you guys to name that tune. Do you think you know your music? So far, the Christian woman is the only one that's so... She's right. She's been 2 for 2. Everybody else has been wrong. And so we're going to continue to play. You can play as well from where you are. I'm looking at you on Facebook. You can play as well. All right, listen, Ernest, do you have another one that you can play?
I got a better one for you.
Okay,
you
thank
better
you.
Get this one too, man.
Okay,
you
fine. So, okay, Ernest, we're ready. Let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna put you up front on this one.
I'm ready.
And then I'll go around. But I'm gonna put you up front. Okay, here we go.
Oh hell, burn rubber on me, Charlie. Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
anybody else want to guess while J. Ryle's having a fit over there? Miss Terry,
I got it.
We know you.
You know what? I think Rich Sister is shazamming all of this stuff.
It don't play long enough to shazam. Burn rubber on me.
The Gap Band, you dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah, Charlie, you dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Play it again, Ernest. Play it again.
Hold on.
We don't know who the hell that is. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's the answer. Damn, you dropped the. That's it. You dropped the bomb on me. Yes, Momo B. What's your guess?
I think she's still eating.
No, oh, chicken.
Oh, you're there. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were here. Oh.
Oh. I'm going
to
go with Rich Sister.
Hey, we all say the same thing. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. All right, so Ernest, what is the correct answer, my friend? What is the song? Can you play? Hold up. Miss Terry, would you like to guess?
She ain't going to get it.
I'm shocked. Yeah,
I probably won't,
Ernest.
Ernest.
She knew that. You get too many clues, Ernest. You make it easy. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that easy.
Oh,
you
wait.
Let me tell you something about
that
song real quick. When I was in junior high... You know, when you're in junior high, you don't get to pick your classes. They just kind of pick you wherever. Well, there was me and three other guys that ended up in a home ec class. We had this black teacher named Miss Bowie. She was the coolest teacher I'd had in years. And all the guys transferred out of that class except me, because I'm like, this is going to be an easy A. You know, home ec, just making popcorn balls and making pillows, you know. But the great thing about Miss Bowie was she would let people bring in records to play. Well, I didn't know who the Gap Band was, but this black girl named Andrea Walker used to bring in these records all the time, and she used to bring in the Gap Band. And she would bring in Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm like, holy hell, what is this music? I loved it. And So You Dropped a Bomb on Me was out at that time, and we used to play the hell out of that thing in junior high in like sixth or seventh grade. So I really love that song for that reason. It takes me back to being a kid.
That's
okay,
good,
well,
man. That's
up.
Good.
Did
and I made an A
wrong?
In home ec, too.
Yeah, no, I know. I said, no, no. You burn rubber on me, Charlie.
Yeah,
yeah
he got
yeah.
it right away. I have to give Jay props. He got it right away.
No. What?
Ain't the name of the
you
song.
You drop the bomb on me, burn rubber on me.
Ain't the name of the song.
Hey, look here, sister. Don't be trying. Let me tell you something. Don't get mad because you're not the only one to know he's in music with Joe. He's an ass. He's an ass. I know all of them. I bet you if I play the church song, she's going to get those wrong. damn. All right, listen, we have another one. All right, Momo, be your first this time, baby. You ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Here's the first. You're ready. You got to redeem yourself, baby. Because you might. You my soul sister on this show.
Okay, come on.
Now, when I start singing the song, you jump right in. I'm shocked that you're not getting these. Here we go.
You just give me a little bit of music, boo.
No, baby.
Music.
That's what they do on the show, baby. That's what they do on the show. Here we go. I played that one already. No, I played that one already. Here we go.
Yeah, I did.
I played that one.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Ring my bell. Need a word.
Ring. Damn. Wow.
What the heck is that?
I'm done. If it's right, it got to be. If it's wrong, then oh well, I'm going to continue eating.
She said, ring my bell. Wow, that's a damn good guess. That's a damn good guess. Rich Sister, would you like to partake?
Play that again.
Hold up. Rich Sister said, look, I'm not going to give up. I got the lead. She said, I'm not going to give up. Hold on, what's the count before I play it again? Your Rich Sister's at, she's 3-2. I'm 2-1. Momo B is 2-2. And Ernest, you still over. And Miss Terry, you still over.
I'm over.
You're over. Just
do
over.
This one again,
I don't even know
though.
What the count is. All right, here it is. Here we go.
No. Ain't I on 3?
No, you didn't get 3. You got Ernest's. And you got the other one, whatever
the
other one
was. She got the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, she
got
the Isley
Brothers.
Yeah, you're 2-3.
Sisters. Oh, you dropped the bomb on me. I went with that song.
Okay, that's only 2 you got right.
I want to recount.
All right, here we go. Well, listen to this while you're recounting.
Dingo, listen to this. I think I have an idea.
Okay, all right, so now. Rich Sister, you're first. I mean, you're first, actually. Momo B already guessed. That was a damn good guess, Momo B. Damn good guess.
She's having a bowel movement again.
Your guessing noises are just outstanding.
I'm going to work that into something sometime.
I don't know.
Okay, so now if you say I don't know, so that means, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
I have an idea.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Since you said you don't know, that means you're keeping your record intact. No, you got to guess. Hell with that. Okay, so I don't know is the wrong answer.
If you don't know, that's a miss.
Yeah.
That's your miss. You're right. Okay, that's right. All right, so Ernest, what do you have?
My thought after hearing it a couple times, and I'm probably so wrong on this, but I think it's Run DMC. It's Tricky.
Wow. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Tara, are we going to just give your standard I don't know answer?
Ernest, you about to get cussed out. I was cooking.
I haven't said nothing. What are you yelling at me for?
Because every time he say my name, you say something smart. That's your mom being quiet. That's me. You just
look,
sit back.
Don't make
here,
me glide you
okay?
later, bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to glide you. I'm gliding you. Plus that.
I'm so tired of your ass right now.
So, is there a guess in the future for you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
Thank you very much.
Sashi.
You're welcome.
Here is the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
were wrong.
Y'all, I don't know what that is anyway.
That was Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh.
Oh, Ernest.
Okay. All right.
Yes, Dougie Fresh show. And it's all right.
Music do you have in your collection?
That's not on Ernest's radar.
That's right. That's right.
Listen, I am so tired of your fat black ass right now, Terry.
Tonight,
just shut
on
the hell up.
Mike, you're above the head. We swear the best known rapper of the year. So,
I told you about that black stuff, Ernest.
Also, if you didn't know, this is
hey, no. That's between me and Miss Terry, not you.
Well, you that's between us and the listeners, so you take that up with her off the air.
Yeah.
All right, 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. We're playing Name That Tune.
Not on my
radar. It's so far. Hey, look here. Rich Sister's coming back to Earth. So now you have a losing record for the first time. You're at 3-3, I'm sorry. So you're 500. Momo B is definitely just falling, boy. She is at 2-4. Ernest is 0-4. And Miss Terry is 0-4 as well. Y'all got to redeem yourself here real soon. All right, here's the next one. I don't care who go for it. Matter of fact, let me go to you first, Rich Sister. I want you to get this one first. All right, here's the song. Here's the note. Ready? Here's the clue.
I know it.
Here we go.
I got it.
All right, what do you say? One more time. All right.
Rich Sister don't know that song.
I'd be surprised if she does, Momo. I would be surprised if she does.
I know. I think it. Well, I'm gonna say what it sounds like.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
I'm going down by Rolls Royce.
I'm going down by Rolls Royce.
Oh my God!
Where did she pull that from? The beginning, huh? Okay, yeah. I see where you're pulling it from. Okay, that's good. That's good, Rich Sister. That's
good.
Yeah, at the beginning. When it first started. Yeah, I didn't say I should get that one, but I see where I can see. All right, Momo B. You sound like you know what it is. What is it?
Jump on it.
Oh, damn. She gave us a whole version. All right.
Redemption like a mother ducker. Yeah.
What about you, Ernest?
Oh, I'm totally going with Apache from, the Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Miss Terry?
Miss Terry, just say what we said. Come on, get one.
Yeah, trust me. We're right on this.
I'll go with Momo.
All right.
Momo said, okay. What I said.
She said, well, she's not going with your half of the answer. She's going with Momo B's answer.
Fine.
All right, here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Came out when you started going to church because you're starting to miss them now. You're at 3-4.
Missy Elliott sampled that song. Missy Elliott sampled that song on a song called Rerun This, and she, oh my God, it's just as funky as the original one. I love it.
She said, but I can see, you know what? I never thought.
Because
I tell you what.
It sounded like that.
You're right. You're right. Rich Sister.
It sounded just like that.
I'm impressed.
That's the only thing that came to my head.
When she said that, I'm like, it does sound like that very beginning. Dun, 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 dun.
What song
going
she said?
Down.
What song she said?
I'm going down. Rolls Royce.
Did you know that part?
Okay. Oh, wait, yeah, wait, just give me a minute, and I'm going to put this to bed.
What the hell was that? All right, let's do one more before we take a break. All right, so, Rich Sister, you got to redeem yourself, baby. You started off strong, but you fading like Smarty Jones at the damn Belmont races. You fading at the end.
Jay, I got one. Let me do this.
Hold on. You have one? Do you have one?
Yeah, I want you to play on this one.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn the music off. All right, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. We are playing Name That Tune. And everybody got that one right, too. I see you. Listen, you can call in 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. All right, Ernest, what do you have, Big Daddy?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, man. Walk this way! Turn this way! Turn it! Yeah, that's it. That's my guess, Ernest.
Well, I guess so. I guess that is your guess. Momo B?
Okay, wait. Play that again. Oh, yeah, play it again,
okay.
Please. I was listening to something.
I will do that. Here we go.
Yeah, that's easy. I'm with Jay. Let me get back to this Rolls Royce thing.
Rich Sister?
I'm in agreement with y'all. Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Oh, you're riding everybody's coattails now. You missed one.
All right, Miss Terry, would you like to get on the board? Oh, you
are
on the board.
You're
1-5.
I'm a ride with you, Jay.
Oh, come on, girl. Come on, baby. All right, so Ernest, we all guessed. Yeah, all right, it is. That's what I'm talking about. Walk it away. All right, that was good. All right, so now let's get one more in before we take this next break.
Okay, one more.
We can get one more in. All right, so now look here. Who's the leader in the clubhouse? I'm 3-1. Uh-huh. Rich Sister is 3-4. Momo B is, where are you, Momo B? You 3-3? You caught up. You get it, girl. You get it.
She caught up with Apache.
Yeah, she caught up. I'm impressed. Yeah, you're losing, Rich Sister. The church is starting to come out of you.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
No, now, here we go. Last one before we go.
How is that? Can I ask, how is that 3-4? Wasn't that?
You got 3 right and you got 4 wrong. Huh?
Oh, okay. No, I thought you said that
you
last
remember
time.
Being wrong now?
Oh.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Wrong. Yeah,
I'm
you're
just
wrong.
Make
All
sure.
Right.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Here we go. Matter of fact, you can go first and try to get it 500 before the next break. Here we go. This is for you.
Oh, I know that.
She know that song. She know it.
It's so easy.
Wait a minute. Play that again.
It's so easy.
Stop it, Ernest.
Me and Momo are high-fiving each other right now. I got this, boo. I got this.
Look. What our private part.
See, that's low-five. This is why
that's
we can't
two.
Have nice things. This is why we can't have nice things.
You know, body parts. That's a low five. All right, Richard, we need to guess this girl. We got to go to break.
It's more than 5.
I know. It sounds familiar. You should know it.
You don't know that song, Richard. Don't do it.
You don't know nothing about
that.
Oh, man. Y'all punk her out now. Y'all saying this is a fraud.
It's a song that will never be Rich Sister's theme song, but it's probably Momo B and I's theme song at some point.
I passed.
Look, they happy. They know they got the answer. But do you have the answer, Rich Sister?
I passed. I don't know. Pass.
Damn, Rich Sister, that's going to make you 3-5. You sure you don't want to take a guess? Three and five is a long way to climb out. We don't have that much show left, baby. We don't have that much show left.
Give it to her one more time.
Yeah, Richard, you sure? Okay, Richard, let's do it. I like it. I want to dance to it. Richard, let me give it to you one more time. Now, please, you just got to take a guess, baby. Don't go out like that. Please don't.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. One more time for you. And you know, you got to take a good guess. All right, here we go. One more time for the rich sister. The richest sister in all the land. If I can find it, because now I'm talking just to find it. I'm looking. Oh, you got it. Okay, all right, here we go. Ready?
It's so easy.
All right, rich sister, it's time for a guess. We're running over. We need a guess. What is your guess to the music note?
It sounds so familiar.
I know it does.
It should.
Oh, I know. I'm going to kick
myself. You need to embrace that song.
That's not the name of the song.
Still passed. I know I'm going to kick myself in the butt, but I
know you are. Don't worry about it. We got
a lot of kicking.
Pass.
We need everybody's feet to help with that task. Thank you, rich sister. Mama B, would you like to take a guess, baby?
Oh, let me see. Can you play it one more time, please?
Hell no, I'm not playing one more time. We late for break. You know what the hell it is. Stop playing.
Okay, I got to say, I'm going to sing it. Discos don't open to after dark. So I went to the party really tough, and I always had to be home by 10. Right before the fire was about to begin,
I'd
up inside and out. Just one reason to bounce the house. But in the daytime, the streets were packed. I'm going to freak anywhere. Because the streets come out at night.
The freaks come out at night.
Okay, so that's the answer. Miss Terry, would you like to get this? Would you like to jump on board with this one, Miss Terry?
Yeah, she's right on board.
Yeah, she's on board. All right, here's the song. Woo! Look here. I tell you, I love it. Here it is.
That's not a trick.
I promise you, that is the song. I only had one little ditty song, and that was early.
It ain't the song.
Ooh,
you
man.
Are a man from the island. Captain,
y'all got it wrong. Y'all thought y'all had it.
No,
we are
not.
Voting
That's
you
not
off
the
show.
Yeah,
hey, that is
you.
The song.
Thank you.
Let me tell you where it's at. Let me tell you where it's at. When he goes, when I'm alone and getting on tonight. And it goes right there. Groove me.
No.
It comes in right before it goes to that second damn verse. Go
don't
back and listen to it.
You.
I don't give a damn whether you believe me or not. You were wrong. Woo! Miss Terry, don't jump on board with him, Miss Terry. Don't do it next time.
Be a solo artist. Mark a one down.
Don't do it. Don't
mark
fall in.
Mark a one down for you, Ernest, and mark a run down for my mom.
You're making up my own rules. You're dirty, low down, snake in the grass. What type of person? Yeah, you were wrong. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
What we gonna do is go back down. Rewind. We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Blake, let me ask you something, man. Now, you heard the story about old girl, man, cutting off her tatas, man, to prevent herself from having breast cancer. So the question is, if they told you, man, that, you know, there's a possibility, man, that you could get an 87% chance of getting cancer in your cannolis, would you cut off your cannolis to prevent that from happening?
Now, my cannoli's going to work to that cancer city. I'm telling you.
Rewind.
Lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
That what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
Mine, no, the girl is mine. No, mine. You're mine.
She's mine.
The girl is
Beef jerky time.
Would you rather I go out and rob some elderly person, steal? Either way, I'm gonna get high. I really hate having to resort to knocking elderly people in the head for their money. But I'll do it. I'll do it. You know I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. You know I'll do it. I like getting high. I'm a crackhead.
What is it, ignorant?
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I like getting high, cause I'm a crushing. Welcome back here, 347-850-1272, Saturday edition, guys, of the J. Ryle Show. Guys, glad you're in the house. We're playing the Name That Tune song game, and we play a note. You tell us what it is. And so far, boy, my music connoisseurs are striking out. Oh, damn. Momo B sang the whole damn song, The Freaks Come Out at Night. Her ass was wrong, wrong, and double wrong.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. Plus, we are finally, these are the final minutes
of
Ernest's existence on the show for about a month or so. So we're going to wish Big Earn the very best as he do whatever he's going to do. And, so let's get one more in before we get out of here permanently. First of all, if you're just tuning in, Bobby Womack, you should know this by now, dead at the age of 70. You know, pieces and blessings out to his family. And, of course, we are doing the break you heard, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. You know, we're paying homage to Michael because, you know, Wednesday was 5 years since his death. Plus, we're going to do something new on our show. We're thinking about having Neo Music during the week and before and after the show. We're thinking about calling it In the Groove. And so we're going to line up some people to host each show. And so I think we have people to host the Wednesday and Tuesday show for the music. And then we'll get someone on Monday night. So you'll be playing music. And so tune in because we want this station or this network to be active 7 days a week. Now, we won't be here, but days when there's no show, there'll be music. So if you like Neo Soul music, you can come on in and check it out. All right, so now last one for the evening. So now, Ernest, since, you know, this is your last show for a minute, we want you to go first there, Big Daddy. Are you ready, Ernest?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, now.
By the way,
now,
can you
okay.
turn up that background music? I don't think people,
yeah,
dead
turn it
people
off.
Can hear it. Can you? Yeah, can you? Yeah. It's really distracting from your wonderful, deep, manly voice.
Thank you. Here's the song. The note.
Please, anything. Wait, no, wait. I'm still blurry from that background. Do it again.
Please.
One more.
Sit down. That's wow.
Wait, you're striking out. Is that supposed to? Is that how it sounds?
Yeah, that's how it sounds. You're striking out because apparently you don't know who it is.
Well, play it again.
Sounds like someone farting into a microphone. I don't know.
Hey, that's your guess?
That's just all. That sounds distorted. I don't even know what that is.
Here
it
is,
does
one
sound
for you.
Distorted.
You can hear.
I don't know. It sounds like something you should know, but
you hear the. You hear the. You don't hear the. Okay, if I say that, you're gonna know who it is. Listen here.
No. Do it one more time. I don't know. It sounds like something from the 80s, but I'm
oh,
I don't know.
Hey, if we were playing Guess That Year, you'd probably be correct, my friend. But we're not playing it.
Well, it sounds like the keyboards from the 80s. That's the only reason I said that. The keyboard sounded like the 80s, but that's the only
you
thing I know.
You heard that. Okay,
yeah.
All right, that's your guess. All right, Momo B.
What? Because it really doesn't sound too good, but I'm going to ask you to play it three more times, and I'm going to take a stab at it.
She said three more times.
Momo
okay,
B's
here we go.
Trying to get Momo B's trying to get a loop going. That's what she's trying to get going.
That's one. That's useless. I don't know what that was.
It sounds like every 80s song I've ever heard.
I'm going to take a guess.
Hey, look, if y'all want to show, y'all would.
Well, I don't know when this first one came out that I wrote down, but I don't know. I got to pick one. I'm going to say, see, if it's going to be the other one, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to say, let me see, I'm talking to Jay Ryle, so it's probably going to be a white chick. So, okay, I'm going to go with, do you want to ride in my Mercedes, boy?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
That's a damn good
that's
guess.
That's shady, bitch.
Yeah. But here is the damn, here it is.
Every drive has a soundtrack.
Because I thought you were earnest. I thought you was white chocolate.
Listen, you don't even know Prince songs. So don't even come at me.
Well, everybody knows.
And you lied about
Mama B.
Anyway, I still don't believe you.
It never rains in Southern California. Well, but before I get on to singing, because I'm kind of disturbed, the beginning that you played ain't the beginning that I know. So what kind of version is this? You were talking about Ernest's version, not virgin, but version.
That's
a
virgin,
because
we know he ain't 63 lovers later.
All right, look, we have to go. I still know who originally sang I Feel For You, and it wasn't Chaka Khan either.
Well, whatever. Bye.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
Bump you, man.
Bump you, dog.
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass.
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker.
When love brings understanding,
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. We literally do have about 3 minutes left in the show, so we're going to probably lose some of our live listeners while we close the show out. But, Ernest, man, it's been fun, bro. Want to say thank you, man, for doing what you've done for the network. And, hey, man, we wish you Godspeed, Big Daddy.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm just looking forward to having some summertime and kind of unplug a little bit. And, you know, that includes not being on radio. But, you know, I'm never gone for very long.
Well, you know, if you're a true professional, you will run rewinds so your audience can continue to be amazed and be a part of what you do. You can be gone, but your show can still be running. So,
I still have to be around and call in for that. And
no, you
I
don't.
Really just,
all you have to do is call in, Ernest, and then hang up, fool. That's all you have to do.
Oh, that's I could do that because the MP3 will still play, won't it?
It sure will, Ernest.
Yeah, that's true. It would. Yeah, because it didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
But when they kind of up, yeah, you know. Well,
it does.
See. Maybe I'll keep up some EERS shows and some Saturday shows.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Work.
Just make sure
is
that,
what
you understand.
Do you do when you do rewind? Do you just call in and then just
I call
it,
in.
You hang up after
that's
a
right.
couple minutes?
That's right. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gone. I'm somewhere. I'm, you know, if I'm not here, I don't have to be in the studio to have the show run. I have it all set up.
Hey,
call
I got
in.
A question for you.
Yes.
How much of that cake and ice cream did you take home with you last week, or was there any left?
I didn't eat any at all, to be honest with you.
1 minute left.
Well, when you called, you were shoving something in your gullet when you called last week.
No, I did not. I was not, Ernest. I was driving when I called.
I don't believe that. But I don't believe
you
on that last
song
either. But whatever.
Well, you know what? That's okay. Don't be. Hey, look, don't get mad at me because y'all was wrong. And y'all thought y'all had it.
I'm
y'all
not
was
mad at you
because
you're fat and shoving your face full of stuff. I'm not mad at you for that. You are who you are. Bro.
I hope
do
when you come back. I hope when you come back that you're a little bit lighter.
Well, I hope when I come back that you're a little bit darker. How about that? It's summertime, so get out in the sun and enjoy it, brother.
I'm
and
not
yes,
do
to
that.
Seeing your sweetheart in the chat room, yes, Ernest is white. If you need to know, if that's important to you, yes, I am white.
He's white and
Ernest
big.
Was white, I said.
Yeah.
Right. And you black and fat. How about that? I sound white.
Hey, Ernest.
I don't know what that sounds
I'm not
like.
Fat, Ernest.
I don't know what white sounds
Ernest,
like.
I don't know
but,
where you
okay.
get this from. Ernest. Ernest, I'm not. Ernest. I'm not fat.
What?
Matter of fact.
Okay.
Where's my
Wait.
Where's my cell phone?
Where's the turn meter?
Where? Two,
oh, saved by the bell.
My brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Detroit, Michigan, and let me tell you right now, this is probably one of the worst stories that we've done here on Have You Seen Me. Tonight the FBI is joining in the search for children after the mom's body was found shot to death in a vacant Detroit, Michigan home on June 6th. The mother, Alicia Fox, had been shot multiple times, twice in the head, and was wrapped in blankets. The location of her two children, Kayla, and let me spell the middle name for you, N-E-V-E-A-H, Hunter, age 6, and Christian Dijon, Justice, 6 months are unknown. Kayla is 4'7" tall. She's 65 pounds, light skin complexion, black hair and cornrows. Police are seeking Fox's burgundy Chevy Impala, license plate number CCR-1286. If you have any information on this situation, please call the Detroit Police Department at 313-596-1240. Once again, that's 313-596-1240. or call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. 1-800-SPEAK-UP or dial 911. This is a tragic situation. Not only are these kids now without a mother, but they're missing. And it sounds like it could be whoever the baby's daddy is, but I don't want to be irresponsible and put that out there. Let's let the police do their job and figure out what's going on. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call us, 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave your information, and we'd be more than happy to get it on the air for you. Or you can go to Facebook and post the information on our TJRS Radio Network page, or you can reach me on Facebook. Just type in J-A-Y-R-I-L, send me a private message, and I will respond. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care, guys. God bless.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
For our final thoughts, and since Ernest's ass is up out of here, we'll let him go first. Ernest, your final thoughts for the final time.
Well, for a little while. To that person that was in the chat room, she's just stupid. I found out who she was, so whatever. My final thought is I love working with everybody here, and you guys really are the best in the business, and you show me great hospitality over the years, and you know, I think we did a great thing putting the shows together. And listen, I'll be back. You know, it's not a permanent thing. I just need the break.
Damn.
And so I appreciate everything. And here's my final thought: How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? That's 1 John 3:17. So you can think about that. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you out in the sunshine.
All right, man. Damn, I thought you would be gone forever. You're just going to be gone for a short period of time. Okay, well, welcome back when you come back.
I said a month, jackass.
Oh, I thought you said forever. All right, thank you, Ernest. All right. Hey, man, listen, have fun.
Oh, you know, I can't stand your ass right now. I can't stand
you. I know
you
can't. Yeah, high fives and fist bumps to you too, my brother.
Yeah.
All righty, Ernest.
Elbow you in
the throat. Baby, final thoughts.
Well, I want to say that when I first heard Ernest mention this hiatus a few weeks ago, I think he first mentioned it, I just thought he wasn't going to do his own show. I know he was just like chilling from blog talk, period. No J-Bile show,
yeah.
No Mama B show. I didn't know all that. So hopefully he'll be on the Rich Sister regimen and be back within two shows. So that's what I'm counting on.
No. Rich Sister.
That's what I'm counting on.
Mama B.
I'm counting on that
Rich
one.
Sister was on protest. I'm not leaving just because of the arguments. It's just I need a break in general. You know, I don't always look forward to coming to the shows now. I find myself going, oh, God, I got another show. And it's like now's the time to step away and take a breather when you start thinking like that. And so I'm not protesting like Rich Sister. I just need a mental break from a lot of things. I'm going to unplug from a lot of stuff, and BTR, unfortunately, is part of that for now, but I'll be back come the early fall.
Okay, well, I just think that you can't stay away, boo. You can't stay away.
Let him try.
No, I'll be listening to your Saturday shows, but I'm not going to be calling in.
You come with an explosion. Yes, you will. You can't resist.
No,
you
I won't.
Can't resist.
I won't.
But, okay. Well,
listen, you weren't even in the explosion last week. What makes you think I'm going to show up next month?
I have something to get. something to pick up and something to
play. I know you did, girl. The grapevine is talking. I know what you were doing last night.
Sure. You can't tell me. If you were in my shoes, you would have done the same.
Bow tie.
Out of your shoes and out of your dress.
That's all I'm going to say. Bow tie.
All right, give me your final thoughts, girl. Thank you.
And my final thought is to J. Rob. This is what I'm going to tell you straight up. No chase.
Talk to me.
You never gonna win when you play dirty, J. Ryle. You never gonna win. You
should
have just pulled up like that on us. We
cheater,
had it,
cheater.
And I ain't messing with you.
I'm gonna send you the MP3. I'm gonna send the piece to you. You're gonna apologize to me on Wednesday.
Send it.
I will.
Thank God I won't be around for that because I ain't apologizing.
Well, you ain't have to. All right, anyway, thank you, Momo B. All right.
I still think you're a liar.
Whatever. Miss Sherry. Final thoughts, baby.
Wonderful show. I really enjoyed it today. It was a lot of laughs. And to Ernest, let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord puts you. Peace out.
I am so tired of your ass. Get the hell out of here.
Oh my God.
So
you owe me like,
you know, if I didn't know Miss Terry as well as I know her now, I'd be pissing nails, as they say, or spitting nails, whatever. But you know, I know she's gonna be on my jock in 30 minutes on the line. She's gonna be all over it.
You love everybody.
Listen, she can't stay away from me any longer than Rich Sister can stay away from a radio show. It's even worse with her and me.
Look,
she's on me like white on rice. For Jay, like ugly on an ape.
Thank you very much, Ernest. I'm going to whoop your ass. If I was around you, you'd get your ass whooped by that comment. I'm telling you right now. But I'm going to let you, have it because this is your
racist
last night.
It's just one of those, it's like white on rice, ugly on an ape, you know, all those like stink on poop or whatever.
I don't give a damn. I'm not
crazy.
Thinking about racism. I'm talking about just punching your damn lights out. Thank you very much, Ernest.
Bring it out, big man. Let's see what you got there, fat man.
Yeah, whatever. All right, look, my final thoughts is, I echo what Miss Terry said. Don't let the donut hit you where number 63 hit your ass in your ass. The hell with you.
No, I slapped number 63's ass. I was slapping that all day.
Well, whatever. Don't let the donut hit you in your ass.
All
right.
Ernest,
we bid you farewell. Have fun during the summer. Make sure you put the damn rewinds on so your audience can still be able to come to your show.
I'm glad you said that. Really,
be
I am. Responsible. I'm glad you said that because I'm like, you know, that's a good idea. I can queue up a bunch of shows and just be sure to call in at the right time. And, you know, probably in the next few days even throw together some new Music Mondays. So technically there is a new show on, but I just don't have to be there for it. So that's a good idea. See, this is what's good about working with fat bastards like you, that it sometimes there are even good ideas that come out of it. And we can all benefit.
Can you
from
cue him for the last time?
Let me take
you.
I'm going to find you in Vegas. I'm going to find you in Vegas. I'm going to whoop your ass so hard. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Cue him for the last time.
You know what? You said for one last time, hey, for good old-fashioned St. Ernest.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
There you go, for the last damn time. Hit him in his eye. Hey, that's a good one, Miss Terry. Hit his ass in his eyeballs. Get your ass out of here. All right, Ernest, listen, man. Seriously. Ernest, we wish you the best, brother. We can't wait till you come back. And, hey, man, be fun and be safe, man, and don't be a stranger. All right? So.
Yeah, all right. And one last time, fuck all y'all. All right, I'm out. I'll see y'all on.
Get your ass out of here now. So for Ernest, for Miss Terry, for Momo B, and Rich Sister, I'm Jay Rob. We'll see you on Wednesday, guys. Be safe this weekend. God bless.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.